Thanks for checking out the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke Burbank.
And this very morning, as we were going through our morning meeting, as we do every day, we were talking about the G8 summit, sort of casually as you can talk about the G8 summit.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. It's the, you know, sort of eight most important countries probably in the world. And yet, it seems like every year they do it, they have all these issues they're arguing about. I don't fully understand. It's like, are we supposed to care about it?
I'm going to say the most industrialized country, so you don't get,
oh, yeah,
start
right,
getting
right,
mail
right.
From yeah, Mexico and things.
The group industrialized. Of, yeah, sorry. My
so
bad.
This group of eight, and we were wondering how George W. Bush, the president of the United States, might be received in this group, given what the last 6 years have held.
Yeah, it's kind of like that guy that was captain of the football team, but then the football team lost, and now he's just a sort of lame duck senior. And suddenly those freshmen are not walking around quite as scared of him because, you know, he got his Letterman jacket stolen or something.
And Luke came with the great idea that we should do something about the group of eight in 8 minutes.
Yes, 1 minute per country. And because, you know, we're a truly international show, the U.S. is also only going to get 1 minute. So
right.
1 minute for every country in the G8. We want to get the sort of down and dirty, the lowdown on what exactly is happening this week.
So we're turning to Blake Hounshell. He's the web editor of foreignpolicy.com. Okay, Blake, are you up for the challenge to help us do the group of eight and eight?
I hope so. I'll do my best.
All right. I'm going to start with the United States and Tony Blair, the head of the UK. Not for much longer, sort of our best friend. What is Tony Blair going to get out of the group of eight? And what do we get out of being friends with Tony Blair at this point?
Well, Tony Blair is famous for two issues. One is climate change, and the other one is poverty in Africa. And he, you know, a couple years ago, he was really pushing hard on bringing more Western money to Africa and you know, trying to save Africa. And that hasn't really worked out so well. And this year, I don't think there's going to be much movement on that. On climate change, the G8 just announced a big deal that, when you look at the details, isn't actually so big. So it's a mixed bag for Tony as he heads out the door.
All right, listen, staying in North America, Stephen Harper of Canada.
Who?
You're just trying to save time for the other countries. Is that your entire answer for Stephen Harper?
Basically. I mean, Stephen Harper, like, how many people in America have heard of this guy? Maybe 10% of Americans, 5% of Americans? He's kind of a non-entity. But he's sort of hidden behind the U.S. on this climate change issue. You know, actually, Canada is has its emissions of carbon dioxide have gone up by 27% since 1990, and nobody's noticed because it's Canada, and nobody pays attention to Canada.
But Stephen Harper's one of the few guys that's actually still seems to be pretty friendly with President Bush, right?
Yeah, well, he's conservative, and conservatives like Bush, at least some of them do, and so you know, he's been pretty pro Bush and kept quiet, but. You know, he's not going to do anything to rock the boat at this G8 summit, that's for sure.
Let's talk about the wild card, someone who's only been leading his country for 3 weeks, Nicolas Sarkozy of France. Is this sort of his coming out party? Does he get to say anything because he's the new guy, or is he supposed to sit at the table and be quiet?
I think his job is mainly to kiss the feet of Angela Merkel.
Not rubber shoulders, though. Like,
yeah, hopefully not. Yeah, I think she doesn't really like that sort of thing. But, you know, Sarkozy is trying to get a lot of things done at the EU, and Germany is kind of the big player on the block in the EU, especially when it comes to, like, monetary policy. And so Sarkozy wants to get on Angela's good side, which is why he's been saying a lot of nice things about climate change, and that's kind of her baby. So he's basically spending this summit to kiss up to her. You might remember that she was the first person that he visited as soon as he became president. So he's pretty much trying to be her pilot fish for this summit.
Now, speaking of Angela Merkel, this whole thing's happening in Germany. They're the host country. Does that get them some extra sway? And this is one of the first sort of big tests for Prime Minister Merkel, right?
Absolutely. And it's been a mixed bag for her. I mean, she's made climate change the centerpiece of her foreign policy agenda. And this deal that just came out is kind of half win. She hailed it as a win, but earlier today there were leaks saying that she is really disappointed with the deal that came out of it. And basically what happened is Merkel wanted a 50% emission cut by the world's top countries by 2050. Okay, and the U.S. basically agreed to seriously consider that, which means we're going to save face for Angela Merkel and then not do anything about it.
Not everybody's happy to see the leaders of the G8 summit in Germany. There have been quite a few protesters. You've probably seen some of the pictures and some of the video on the cable news networks. Same thing happening in Rome, and now we have the Prime Minister of Italy there, Romano Prodi. What is – I had to say it that way.
That was some serious Pujoli action. Nice.
What's his goal?
Prodi is – his main goal is just to survive, actually. He's, you know, he's the successor for Silvio Berlusconi, and he doesn't really have a political party in the way we do in the United States. He's got a left-wing coalition, and it's kind of a grab bag of different left-wing groups. And so he's just trying to hold everyone together there and stay in power, basically.
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yeah.
This is the big 1-2. If this was the NCAA tournament, the U.S. v. Russia would be like a 1-2 matchup. In the Final Four. What's going to happen here? There have been a lot of words flying back and forth. Some people saying we're up for another Cold War even.
I don't buy that. I think there's a lot of domestic politics going on in Russia and the U.S. And actually, you know, there was the whole missile defense flap. You know, the Bush administration wants to build a missile defense system in the Czech Republic and Poland. And Russia doesn't like this. They think that that it's aimed at them. The Bush administration says, no, it's aimed at Iran. Iran doesn't have missiles that can reach that far yet, but maybe someday they will. But what happened today was really interesting. Bush and Putin had a private meeting, and there was a surprising initiative from Putin. He said, well, why don't we try to build this missile defense together in Azerbaijan, which is a former Soviet satellite. So
they had a kumbaya moment, it seems like.
It was like
perhaps.
they had a fight, but then he said, I can't stay mad at you.
Oh, Vladimir.
Oh, Vlad. And finally, let's talk about Japan. They're going to host the G8, Group of Eight, next year. Did they bring anything specific that they need to get done or they want to get done?
I mean, Japan is more interested, I think, in improving its relationship with China right now, which is actually a country that's not even been invited officially to the summit. They're going to be a meeting tomorrow with China, and Hu Jintao, the president of China, is going to be there. But, you know, Shinzo Abe, the prime minister of Japan, is kind of a klutz. And he's just trying to avoid sticking his foot in his mouth and upsetting China right now. So I think, you know, he's just going to hide behind the U.S. position on climate change and not be much else of a factor.
And finally, what about the United States of America?
America! It's a family show, right?
So yes. I can't,
okay.
No, that's good, though.
You know, George Bush, as you said in the beginning, he's a lame duck. And I think his approval ratings are down in the 30s or upper 20s right now. And so, you know, nobody is looking at the United States for leadership right now. It's crazy that, you know, the president of Germany right now is the most powerful leader in the world, it seems, most influential at least, and it's a woman. And George Bush is basically being upstaged by a woman, and I don't know that he likes that.
Blake, that's the G8 in 8 minutes. Ding, 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 ding,
you
ding,
you
ding,
did
ding,
it.
Ding,
you
ding,
actually ding. Did it. We're incredibly impressed.
What do I win?
Do you have any girls you want to give a shout out to? Anything? I mean, we got like 9 seconds.
I'd like to give a shout out to Sandy Choi, my fiance, And Nancy Eddy, my mother.
All right, okay, now you're over. Now that's just rude.
But that was well done, though. But nice now he gets to work. Go home to his home and his mom home, and all will be well.
Excellent right. work, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank
Mike Hounshell from foreignpolicy.com. He is the web editor. Now he's officially in our Rolodex, Luke, so we will be bothering Blake again.
Anyone who answers a question about America with America is all right by me on this show.
He's coming on back. That was the Group of Eight in Eight. You've been listening to the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke. Adios.